The book of joy, Barbara, the book of Revelation, isn't it fun to read?
Well, most of the time, yes.
Most of the time.
There are some chapters in here that if I were wicked or evil, I would really be scared about the future. But as believers in Jesus Christ, this is a real book of joy and hope. And I hope we convey that to you today as we go through our fourth message on angels. And this is angels' role in Jesus' return. And this involves the book of Revelation.
And the title of this whole series is Angels Among Us. And I'll tell you, they're all around us. But this book of Revelation is really an uncovering of some of the mysteries that are going to happen at the end times.
That's right.
Now, this John that wrote this book of Revelation, talk to us about that. Which John is this?
Well, I had just read the book of John, and he is called the Beloved. He's the one that you always find around Jesus. John, in particular, is a book that when you read it, you realize that John was involved with what Jesus said rather than what Jesus did. The words of Jesus were much more important to John, Apostle John, than Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they gave the specific miracles and the things Jesus did. But John really was intent on telling what Jesus said. And here in Revelation, he does the very same thing. He also wrote 1st and 2nd and 3rd John. And so then we find him writing the book of Revelation. And I'm so glad it was the Apostle John, Darren, that wrote the book of Revelation, because he gave a lot of conversation, a lot of praise and worship, a lot of words were involved in this book.
Would you say he's probably, in terms of volume of Scripture, the second next to Paul in terms of the amount that he recorded for us?
Yes, in the New Testament, yes.
I don't know if you could say one is more important than the other, but if Paul is the most important in the writers of the New Testament, probably John would have to be number two.
Well,
or maybe they share the top slot. Who knows?
Yes.
Well, let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for John and for the message that he's written down for us here. Jesus, you talked to John and you told him to write it in a book and give it to the churches. Well, now it's here, is preserved for us. So we thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for causing John to write these words down, given by Jesus, and all the things about the angels. It is such an exciting study. So guide us through this. And Lord God, may we rightly divide the word of truth. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Barbara, I'd like for you to read the first three verses of Revelation chapter 1, if you would. And this is such exciting writing here. And it's, well, it talks about the angel right up front.
It sure does. In Revelation 1:1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must shortly take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel, capital H, Jesus' angel, to his bondservant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
Now this is exciting to me because he's talking about heeding the things written herein. Mm-hmm. And yet most churches kind of leave it alone unless they're really into prophecy of some kind. They kind of just gloss over this book of Revelation and keep going. And that's not what it says to do. He says, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Then it goes on to say, John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
I believe the seven spirits are those seven spirits you find in Isaiah 11:2. Those are the spirits of Holy Spirit, including Holy Spirit.
And those spirits are? And, of course, Holy Spirit, and then the spirit of wisdom, counsel, understanding, revelation, knowledge, spirit of might, and fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And those spirits working within the sphere of Holy Spirit are doing just awesome things in the Bible.
That's right.
And then it goes on to say, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, that's very, very important. He conquered death. Mm-hmm. And the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, he has made us to be a kingdom priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory, the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And this phrase here, kingdom of priests, it's going to be, we're going to read it again in Revelation, because this is an important part of the book of Revelation. In fact, the book of Revelation, Darren, was meant to be spoken to the church, the body of Jesus Christ. This book is for the body, and we're going to find out why.
Now, going back to verse 1. Are we saying here that Jesus' angel communicated all of this to John?
Yes, he did. He was the messenger by which the words of God, the words of Jesus are brought forth to John.
I think that is so important. And then it goes on in verse 7, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the tribes of the earth will mourn over him, even so, amen." Then it goes on to say, "I am the Alpha and the Omega," which means the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, who is, who was, who is to come, the Almighty. That says to us that he is transcendent of earth time.
That's right. And it also is the working together. We see the Spirit, Holy Spirit, and the seven spirits. We see Jesus Christ and his angel, and we see Father God all in one chapter. We see them working together, Darren. They are always in agreement, and they're working as one unit. It's a marvelous way in which God teaches us that we need to incorporate angels along with our prayers to Jesus and Holy Spirit and to Father God. It's so important.
Now, I think it's very important to point out at this time, Barbara, that we are priority creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Then here we're made in his image and likeness.
Yes.
And then he gave us servants, which are the angels.
Yes, that's right.
And they're all our servants, by the way. But in verse 10 here, chapter 1, it says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet saying, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches." So those were the instructions.
Yes. And John really, he wrote this book for those seven churches. And it's interesting, Darren, that God used churches that were in operation in that day, in John's day. John knew of these seven churches. They had been established in these different cities. They were churches with believers in them. And God kind of works and develops this to be the churches of the future and what is going to happen in the future in these church ages.
Now, I think it's very interesting when he says he speaks to the angel of the church of, and he gives the name.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're giving you this series entitled Angels Among Us is to tell you about the angelic activity, to show you God's importance and emphasis on angels throughout Scripture, all the way from Old Testament to New,
mm-hmm.
to show you that this book of Revelation is really a book of joy, a book of praise and worship, and that we should follow angelic examples. And Jesus takes the earth back, and we're going to be talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is so exciting, Barbara.
Yes.
In fact, last night I could hardly sleep. We had talked about this in preparation for this message today, and all through the night, I just was so full of joy because of what God's given us with angels
mm-hmm.
and what he's going to do with angels.
That's right.
And they're so much a part of
praise
our lives.
Lord.
I want to know more about the angels.
Yes, we know that here, just within this first chapter, Darren, that we see the angels are given responsibilities of overseeing the churches that are mentioned here, the churches of Ephesus, of Smyrna, of Pergamum, of Thyatira, of Sardis, of Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And I really enjoyed what Dr. Spiros Zodiotis says in his footnote about the book of Revelation. He says, it is as the Lord writing the history of the future. So here we see in a book a history lesson as well as a lesson in the future events of the world.
That is so well put. We're writing the history of the future.
Yes.
Or they were in this book of Revelation.
That's right.
But you know, in the 18th verse, Jesus said, "I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and of hell."
Praise
that
God.
Is so important. He conquered
yes.
death. He conquered hell. He's the firstborn out of death.
Yes. And you're going to see him give these keys over to a mighty angel later on here in this lesson.
Oh, it's
just so good.
I love this. I love to see the devil lose.
Then he says, "Write therefore the things which you have seen, the things which are, and the things which shall take place after these things." So here we are in the present. We're going to be talking about the present and also about the future here in Revelation. And I believe that's what's caused a lot of confusion, because people have not been discerning about what was history and what is going to be future. But here in the 20th verse of the first chapter, it says, "As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." And we've already talked in previous lessons, Darren, about God calling his angels stars. And here it is again.
You know, one thing the Lord showed me as we were studying and putting in some time here to better understand the book of Revelation, he said to me, the book of Revelation is laid out in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it talks about the past, it talks about the present, it talks about the future. Now, that's very important when it comes to the Antichrist, it comes to the